My name is Nick Barley and I'm director of the Book Festival.
My name is Roland Gulliver and I am the associate director of the Book Festival.
And we wanted to talk a little bit about, I suppose, one of the real joys of programming a literary festival, which is the conversations that we get to have with authors. And one of the things that Roland and I decided to do a few years ago was to introduce a way of having deeper conversations with people through the notion of what we call guest selectors. And the idea of the guest selector that we had was that we'd offer writers or journalists or interesting people the opportunity to explore a mini strand of events that they were interested in, which would allow us to work closely with them and to really get inside a writer's mind. And so this year, Roland, you've done a fantastic job of building the guest selector strand. So I think we should talk a little bit about some of the conversations you managed to have.
The guest selector lineup this year is very exciting. We have Neil Gaiman doing events in the children's program. We have Margaret Atwood, as well as launching a new book, doing a series of events on genre and the boundaries and relationships between genre and fiction. And we also have Kate Moss looking at the past 30 years and how feminism and the role of women and men within society have changed within that. And I think this year was really interesting is the fact that we used our 30th anniversary as a kind of a framework and a context for putting together the guest selectors. And particularly with Gavin Essler, the BBC journalist, you know, he really responded to the idea of looking at how Britain as a country, as a society has changed over the past 30 years and why.
Gavin's a great example of a journalist who we've really enjoyed working with. He loves chairing events at the Book Festival. And we're so lucky to have journalists of that caliber who come to Edinburgh in August and just love it. And so I think it was as a result of him enjoying last year's chairing so much that he came to us and said, I'd love to do more. And so we invited him to be a guest selector. And it was really over a long period of time, a conversation developed about, you know, what theme could he look at? And I think the theme that he's chosen to me is one of the kind of key questions about society in the 21st century, the way in which trust in all sorts of different things seems to have eroded over the last 30 years.
We talked about the notion of loss of trust, but you came with the title of The Suspicious Century, which kind of captures the idea of we're now not trusting of any of the organisations around us. You know, the five events that he's doing are looking at the media, to the government, to economists and the banks, to ourselves. Why do we no longer trust the organisations around us? What, in a time where we're supposed to have more choice and more ownership and more control in our lives, why are we now less trusting?
I mean, one interesting statistic jumped out at me, which was that in the elections, the early elections just after the Second World War, the turnout, the voter turnout in the UK elections was well over 80%. It was like 84%. Whereas ever since then, the turnout has been gradually slipping back. And that's just one hint that the public has no longer trusts the democratic process. You know, they no longer think it's worth the bother voting. Whereas back then, back after the Second World War, it was essential that we trusted our politicians to rebuild the country. And so one result of that trust was the welfare state and a kind of extraordinary radical intervention in society. Now it's very different. And so for the, you know, the credit crunch and the banking crisis has resulted in us no longer believing that bankers are capable of running our finances for us. And yet it's vital that we have faith that our bank account will have the money in it or the overdraft in it that we thought we had.
It's interesting, you talk about the kind of voter turnout, but then comparison to that apathy, you have things like the Occupy movement where people are passionate and engaged with the kind of single issue politics.
So specifically, the events that Gavin Essler's looking at are, can we trust the media? And I'm really pleased that the editor of The Scotsman, Ian Stewart, is going to be in a conversation about that with the kinds of difficulties that newspapers across the world are going through, including The Scotsman, but it's not the only one. There is a question of whether we've stopped trusting our print media. So that'll be a really interesting one.
There is now so much information that we can get from anywhere. Is that what is the role of newspapers and television channels? What is their relationship to us as people, as members of society?
And then speaking of the banks, there's can we trust our economists? Ian Golden, who's a major deal in world economics and global governance, he'll be joining Gavin for that.
Mm-hmm. Alongside Faisal Islam, who'll be launching his new book, which is looking at the economic crisis and particularly looking at the past, you know, 3 or 4 years in Europe and why that has gone wrong and what's the impact for us.
And then Kevin Pringle, who's one of Alex Salmond's key advisors.
Mm-hmm. He'll be taking part in an event which is looking at can we trust our government, alongside Anthony King, whose book is about the blunders of government of the past 10, 20 years. So that'll be an interesting debate given the current political climate and the relationship of Scottish government to UK government.
Absolutely. And Anthony King was one of those wonderful TV pundits who always appeared on the election night programmes to tell us about the meaning of the voting patterns across the land. So he's an extraordinary political economist, professor, and I think a brilliant voice to have to help us answer this question about whether we can still trust our governments.
Mm. And in relation to that, one of Gavin's events on the Monday morning is looking at Iraq 10 years on with Abdel Bari Atwan and Mark Cubbond. That issue of going from a situation 10 years ago where there was a crisis with 9/11 and the relationship of how we felt about America, and then 10 years of war and how that changed, and how that trust in terms of what is a foreign intervention, why, and what do we actually do, and what do we not tell people that we're doing?
Which brings to mind one of the things that Ian Banks said in his final interview with Kirsty Walk, which is about his journey towards voting for nationalist, a Scottish National Party. And he said that as much as the sort of devastation of Thatcherism for a socialist living in Scotland, it was the disappointment and the loss of faith in Labour when Labour became New Labour, and in Tony Blair's decision to go to war. So it was that loss of trust in Labour that drove him towards voting for the SNP. Loss of trust seems to be a really crucial issue which has helped shape all sorts of things in our life. And so that's why I think it's such a powerful theme for Gavin to have chosen. And with Gavin as the moderator of these discussions, I think we can look forward to some really enlightening debates.